Jerry Bader Show, 9:35. Jason, we will take calls on the Arizona veto, but as we had a situation yesterday, I want you to go an extra level of phone screening here. We don't want the typical calls. Well, God says it's wrong. Well, the Bible says homosexuality is wrong. We know all of that. I want you to stay specifically to the issues at hand if we take any calls on this and what happened in Arizona. I know what the Bible says about homosexuality. I get that. But here is my take on this. I think you have a right not to accept someone's business based on a belief system. And I think this really is falsely been portrayed as just a gay issue. Say, for example, that, now I don't know why they would. Well, okay. Say, for whatever reason, Planned Parenthood felt that they could reach the pro-life audience by using my voice in an ad. Suppose they wanted me, Planned Parenthood wanted me to voice an ad. And they were going to pay me a lot of money to do it. And rather than just saying, no, thank you, I'm not interested in your business, I said, no, I think you're an abortion mill. I don't support abortion rights. And in part because of, well, in large part because of my religious beliefs. And therefore, I'm not going to do your ad. Well, then could they, well, that's discrimination. No, it is. Yeah, it is discrimination. Further, why would they, and I think this analogy is good because why would they even want me to do their ad? And I think the point that Paul Mieringhoff made is a good one. If someone doesn't believe in gay marriage, why would you want their services to be part of your marriage? Now, I've talked about this in recent months. I know a lot of you don't believe the polls. I do. Attitudes have changed dramatically in the last 10 years on gay marriage. In 2006, Wisconsin passed by about 59% of the vote a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage. Those constitutional bans are dropping like flies all over the country. I believe Wisconsin's will fall. There's no doubt in my mind that it's not going to stand up to a court challenge because it's happening all over the country. The battle has been lost on gay marriage. The battle has been lost on mainstreaming gays. I know a lot of you hate to hear that, but that's the reality. And you could say, well, it doesn't matter because God, and I get every time I say that, public opinion doesn't count. God's what count. Well, public opinion does count because it moves public policy. So it actually does count. So do I agree or disagree with the veto? That's complicated. I disagree on principle. I understand why she did it, because in the end, I don't think it was worth the damage. Because as we have lost the battle big picture, trying to take a stand like this, I don't know if it would have costed the Super Bowl. It would have costed them a lot of business. And in the end, I don't know what it would have gained. How many people would face jail? I don't know. On principle, I think it's wrong to be forced to do business with someone if you have a belief system that you don't want to do business with that person. A couple examples that have been given about this. Should a gay sign maker have to make signs for the Westboro Baptist Church that preaches nothing but hatred for gays? Should a black sign maker have to make a sign for the KKK? Rush Limbaugh used that one yesterday, but I've heard it before as well. They wouldn't. That's exactly right. They wouldn't. So if you're a gay couple that's going to be married, why do you want to go to someone that doesn't believe in gay marriage? Why would you want to force them to do that? This is an effort to make a point. That's all this legislation tried to stop, was people trying to make a point. Now they're going to be allowed to make that point. I think that's wrong, but I'm going to be perfectly honest. On balance, I understand why Brewer did this. To Darby on the road. Darby, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, Jerry. I was just thinking, I haven't read the whole bill, so I don't know exactly what it said, but imagine I was a printmaker, a poster maker, a sign maker, like you said, you kind of touched on this, and a neo-Nazi group came to me and asked me to print up their junk. You know, first of all, would this have gotten the spin that it got?
No, of course not. No.
So, it's the whole thing is the spin.
Oh, okay, you're absolutely right. What the law does has been misinterpreted, and Rush Limbaugh also talked about that yesterday, that there are people who have no idea what the bill said, thanks a lot for the call, Darby, that really thought this was like enacting a Jim Crow law for gays. They really did believe that. It wasn't. But here's the reality. Anytime you do anything like this that is seen as anything but positive to gays or give special treatment to gays, you are going to be vilified to a degree that simply doesn't make it worth the effort. Now, I know a lot of you are saying, hey, that's just wrong. You should stand on principle. Does it make sense for the state of Arizona and a Republican governor to stand on this principle when it will cost them conventions, it will cost them other business, and a few years from now, it would probably be ruled unconstitutional? You're not going to win. My answer is, I understand why she vetoed it. I do. But this, I think, is two conflicting rights. The rights not to be discriminated against because of who you are. But can you be discriminated against for what you do? In other words, gay marriage. And at what point are we going to be so marginalized that religious beliefs won't mean anything based on popular opinion? That's why I think the right thing for her to do would have been to sign this bill. But is she going to take that stand virtually by herself and have it cost potentially millions, if not billions of dollars in business? She's not going to do that. And the pressure was too immense. So I do understand why she vetoed it. But this battle was, as a friend writes, we lost the battle when the bill was labeled anti-gay instead of pro-religious freedom. This is, and that's an important point, because this is a direct conflict. That's, you know, yeah, there's another example. You know, restaurant owners and religion. I understand that because, and again, it's happened so tremendously fast, attitudes have changed on gay marriage, that you're just not going to win this battle. But I think it is a significant loss that people can't reject something on religious belief. Matt on the road. Matt, hi, you're on the Jerry A. Bader Show.
Yeah, the queer community, they want to call us intolerant till they're blue in the face. But by forcing businesses to betray their religious beliefs, shows their intolerance towards us.
Well, here's the other thing, and I don't use the word for them that you do, Matt, but here's the thing. This is all just to make a point. Thanks a lot for the call, Matt. This is just to make a point. Why would you want someone who doesn't believe in gay marriage to do your wedding, be it the cake, photographs, or anything else? Why would you? I don't have an answer for that. Why would Planned Parenthood want me to do one of their spots? Why would the Klan go to a black owner of a sign shop? Why would the Westboro Baptist Church go, looking at these analogies? They wouldn't. If you think someone's not going to be comfortable with who you are, why force them to serve you? It's just to make a stupid point. This law would have avoided that. And I think in that regard, it has nothing to do, really, with gay marriage. Aaron on the road. Aaron, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That's the point I wanted to make. This bill needs to be reintroduced and take the whole thing about gay marriage. Don't go after gays, blacks, or anybody. All this bill has to state is that the proprietor of any business has the right to refuse service to anyone for any reason.
Now, and Aaron, go ahead.
And it doesn't attack gays. It doesn't attack black. It just gives the owner of a business the right not to serve you.
By the way, a friend, Aaron, thanks for the call. A friend points out that it's actually just to prove a point on both sides, because this really hasn't been that big of a problem for business owners in Arizona. I don't disagree with that, by the way. Scott in Wausau. Scott, go ahead.
Well, didn't thanks for taking the call, Jerry. Didn't Eric Holder give Arizona an out on this? All Arizona has to do is if any gay people decide to want to sue a bakery, they just don't prosecute it. They don't uphold the laws that they don't, you know, want to uphold. That's what Holder was telling all the attorneys general when at that meeting.
Well, okay, yeah, actually, and what Scott's referring to is Eric Holder telling state's attorneys general that they do not have to defend constitutional bans on gay marriage if they don't want to, if they don't believe them. And the Democratic candidate thus far in Wisconsin has said, yeah, you bet. Well, yeah, that's a topic I want to take up at another time, but it's a great topic. So the Democratic candidate for attorney general in Wisconsin said he would take Eric Holder's advice and he wouldn't defend that law. Then we need a list from him of all the laws that he would not defend if Wisconsin was sued over those laws. What are the list of laws? Well, that's just it. We're headed toward anarchy here. Rob on the road. Rob, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show. Go ahead.
Yes, Jerry, to answer your question, I believe why they would want to continue to do business with somebody that finds disagreement with the gay lifestyle is more or less just to rub it in our faces.
Yeah, to make
a point.
And
we beat you and we got one over you. Kind of like some of the comments that I heard from the groups that were against Jan Brewer with this bill in the first place. This is yet another jab against our rights as a private business owner.
Yeah, it's absolutely to make a point. Thanks a lot for the call. If, what's another example I could give? All right, if you don't believe in, if you think drinking alcohol is wrong, and you have on religious grounds, and you have a radio station or a newspaper or a TV station, should you be able to reject their advertising? Or is that a violation of their free speech, and would they be able to sue you? The rights of a business owner, I think that's where this has, in fact, gotten bogged down, is where it became all about the gay issue, and that might have been the mistake by Republicans. That's the easiest way to lose, because in the minds of public opinion, we, in fact, have lost that battle. Still to come in the show is voter ID all but dead in Wisconsin, the latest hysteria, and what's really the latest Scott Walker hysteria, and what's really going on these days at high school dances, the imperial presidency, and is American TV getting screwed? Boy, we got a lot of stuff to get to in a short period of time. 9:49.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybadershow.com.